Welcome to today's episode. I'm your host, Jenny Fong, VP of Product Marketing at Apptio, an IBM company. Today, I'm joined by Volker Metten, our VP of Product Management, and we'll be discussing our latest research report, Executive Insights on Tech Investment Decisions. Volker, we did this research report with over 1,700 survey respondents worldwide. And we asked them to talk about their technology decision-making. And you have a very interesting role at Apptio, which is you help to decide what we invest in terms of our Apptio platform. But before you joined us, you actually spent many years in data platforms and companies like AWS and Salesforce. So as a PM leader, let me start with the questions around what types of decisions do you have to make about technology investments?
I think the most important question is, what can we do with the resources that we have to drive value for our customers? And so really understanding what the customer needs are, how we can solve it with the software that we're providing to them, and then coming back into the development organization and asking them, what is the most efficient way to do this? How can we actually build these features and capabilities? How do we prioritize these different key features that we can build for our customers? So prioritization, understanding customer needs, this is probably the biggest need, the biggest question that we as PMs have to answer.
And then since you just joined Apptio a few months ago, how did you really start thinking about orienting yourself and getting a handle on figuring out what the priorities are? Like, what did you need to do in those first 30, 60, or 90 days to understand the business?
Yeah, good question. I think the first thing is talk to the team, like talk to the people who have been here for longer, who know the customers, who know kind of the ins and outs of the software. So that's always the first thing, talk to the team. Once you build up a little bit of understanding about what's going on, kind of start to talk to customers, get customers' impressions, get customer feedback. What do they love? What do they not love? Where do they have needs? And where do they see it go in the future? Understand kind of where the biggest problems are within our own kind of area, within our own software. Where are the biggest problems our customers have? Understand how we define success. What does success look like for our people? What does success look like for our sales organization? How do we support that? How do we measure and how do we track this from a data perspective? What are the metrics we care about? I think those are very important questions for the first 30, 60 days that you want to dive deeper in. And then once you have a better understanding of kind of those fundamentals, you can start to look at, what's your current roadmap? How does the roadmap map to this? Are there any changes that we should be doing? And you can start kind of coming up with your own strategy, with your own inputs from your experience and how you want to shape that roadmap. That kind of follows in the sort of 60 to 90 day frame, time frame. And kind of that's a little bit beyond where I'm right now, but that's kind of the first 3-4 months of ramping up in a role.
And I'm sure when you're going through this, there's a lot of competing priorities, meaning there's a lot of things that feel important. How do you start thinking about weighing one roadmap item versus another? How do you know which one to prioritize?
It really happens all the time. And it's a constant kind of pull and push, and especially owning platform components, meaning I don't just own a single product, I own dependencies that many other teams within Apptio and within the broader ecosystem have on the services that we're providing. And it's always difficult to kind of understand what's actually more important than something else. So the first thing that I've tried to do and that kind of I've tried to also to do in past jobs is to understand high-level allocations of resources. How important is something for us as an organization? And then you create sort of high-level buckets. This is how much you spend to do just the basics, security updates and making sure everything runs smoothly. This is how much you're investing into strategic initiatives. This is how much you're investing into specific customer improvements. And then once you have the bigger buckets, you can start breaking these bigger buckets down into smaller deliverables. But in order for us to be agile, we have to constantly review what's coming in, what kind of requests are we getting, how do we prioritize these requests? And then it really becomes a question about transparency and how do we inform and how do we work with our partner teams to make sure that everybody is aligned on the relative priority of these tasks. And of course, sometimes you get alignment, sometimes you don't. If you don't, you want to bring up these things to your leadership, and then you just want to make sure that there are decisions around there. The worst thing is that you kind of do this in silence. The most important thing, you do this transparently, and you always bring everybody along.
So our research shows that only about a quarter of respondents revise their technology budgets continuously, and about the same number do this on a monthly basis. The rest are still operating more on a quarterly or annual planning cadence. Does that really surprise you?
Some of it doesn't, some of it does. I think there are different elements to these technology budget that you can revise and should be revising. I think there are more operational costs, more technology costs that you should constantly monitor and constantly project based on where your current utilization is going, where your current costs are coming in from your providers. And I think from a technology budget perspective, that is something that companies should continuously revise based on the data coming in. I think from a how do I invest into future, how do I plan my investment, that becomes a little bit more tricky to do on an ongoing, continuous basis. As I said in my previous response, I think when you think about smaller teams and the agility of smaller teams and how I prioritize within these smaller teams, I can do a lot within a 2-week frame, or time frame. But if you think about redistributing resources across different projects in your organization on a larger scale, that becomes much more complicated. And so there are ways to do that. There are ways to do that without impacting teams too much. When you think about backfilling for attrition, for example, not every attrition has to be going back into the team where the attrition came from. And you can start to move resources a little bit more flexibly that way. But overall, it becomes more difficult to do that on an ongoing basis. And I think that's where maybe some companies kind of go back to more of a quarterly, biannual, annual level. Annual is probably too long for any company.
Speaking of business metrics, I mean, kind of going back to the initial questions about, you own the development of a roadmap. How often do you revisit key business metrics in order to make adjustments to your roadmap? And do you do that quite often?
I think about roadmap decisions, the granularity that we think about roadmaps is really more in terms of sprints. Sprints are often 2-week sprints. So reviewing how you shape your sort of bi-weekly sprint decisions can very well be a bi-weekly process. So every 2 weeks, you kind of look at, are the things that we're focused on, are the things that we're prioritizing for the next sprint still the right things to work on? Now, that doesn't have to happen all through the levels. That can happen with between the PM and the engineering manager. But for kind of product decisions, for execution decision on the product engineering side, every 2 weeks is fine. When you actually run the business, that's when you need to review them more frequently. And you often have weekly meetings to review where are we with sales? Where are we with customer service? Sometimes you look at these things on a daily level if certain things escalate. And you make metrics part of a daily stand-up if you have a task force to actually influence a metric one way or another. And it really depends on what's the urgency to drive this and what's your ability to drive it. Because you don't want to review metrics more often than you actually are able to influence kind of changing it. And so that's kind of always one thing I try to consider. What is the intent that I have with these meetings? What's my ability to actually make decisions? And then how often do we want to review and do these to make these decisions? From a continuous planning perspective, it's important to keep two different tracks in mind. One is about technology spend and te keeping track of your technology spend and understanding where you deviate from your plan because things are getting more expensive, or you may have more usage than, for example, you had planned. And I think that is something that companies can react to in a very ongoing, very real-time basis and start to project their cost and try to understand where, for example, if costs are really exploding, they may have to change also their roadmap to address some of the drivers for that cost or to build things in a more effective way. So I think from a cost perspective, from an ongoing cost operational perspective, that is something that you can do on an ongoing basis. Then when you think about how do you then kind of invest into your resources, invest into your roadmap, and how do you make roadmap decisions, it comes back to really understanding how do you drive define success and what are the most important things for you to drive. So if one of these operational metric becomes your key objective because your costs are exploding and you need to do something to fix it, then you can pull that into your roadmap and you can see how I can make adjustments to my roadmap in the short term. But if you look at other objectives around driving sales, driving features, many of these things require more time, more planning time. You're a little bit slower on those elements to react. And it doesn't become kind of a continuous process. It becomes something that you review every 2, every 4, every 8 weeks to make sure that the things that you're building and the things on your roadmap are still mapping to your business priorities.